Hi, and welcome to the Natty's Podcast. I am Andrew D., your host, and I'm here with Cliff L., I guess?
And I'm Cliff L., your co-host sidekick.
Co-sidekick. I never actually discussed the idea if we want to actually release our actual last names or not. Well, yeah, we're in it now.
You're halfway to mine. There we go.
Exactly. Yeah. And Adam B.
I did not consent. My initial.
No. Oh, yeah. Now they're going to be on to you along with all the rest of the Adam B's in the world.
Yes.
It's okay. Every single time I ask Siri to call you up, apparently Siri knows more. Siri's got something on you because it always asks me. Instead of it, I'll say call Adam B, and it'll be like, "Did you want to call Adam B?" Like, yes. Like, and then I say it again, and then Siri will tell me if I would like to know more about Adam B. Like, well, what do you have on him? What do you know, Siri? Maybe I do want to know. She never answers, though.
She's beef with Siri. That's what it is. me and Siri got to... I talk mad shit about... I shouldn't swear.
Well, that's in there now.
I talk a lot of smack about Amazon, so that's probably what it is.
Fair enough. So how's it going, guys?
Good. I can't believe that's episode 46.
I know, right?
That's a lot of episodes.
That's a lot of episodes. That's six more than 40.
And four less than 50.
Math.
Oh.
That's wonderful. That's Adam saying, okay, let's keep it going, guys. Let's keep it going.
Painful.
Hey. It's okay. We're trying to reach a whole new audience. We're not the super censored, and we're not too super like, ambiguous like the crates.
Oh, really?
We're just us.
I got a question for you, because you're a dad, right? And as most dads evolve into bad jokes, so do you think you took your jokes and put them in your wife, and then she made babies out of them? like it's part of the cost of making a baby, is that like the jokes go too?
I don't know anything about that, but I know that in growing up, the older that I got, I was like, knew that I once would be a dad, so that I started to develop dad jokes to purposefully be
You're
prepared for the greatest of all time dad jokes by the time I was a dad.
Yes. Okay.
So have you guys been playing some mini X-Wing lately?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been playing around a little bit.
Sweet, what have you been doing?
The Rebels are... Like, I've been doing more hyperspace lately, and the Rebels are, like, dumb right now. Hera's
I'm gonna...
crazy.
What, you're telling me the Hera nerf doesn't completely...
Doesn't mean a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, pretty much. Have you seen Garvin, like, beside Hera?
Tossing the focus back and forth.
Yeah, just like it's like
tough,
beautiful parasite. Like
individually, like they're not that bad, but together it's just really a tough thing to deal with. And it's like Garvin. If you say you increase the price on Garvin, it only fixes that combo, right? In other lists, he's not bad, right? But
you can run down a list of stuff that's like costed poorly. Right?
Yeah,
but not worth getting into. I will say this, Zam is, like, can we increase the cost of Zam, please?
Yeah, we've been talking about that a couple weeks in a row, eh?
Especially Zam crew.
Stupid. Oh, yeah.
Zam crew up. Fire spray up. We know fire sprays are good.
I don't even care that much. I think it's more Zam.
Being able to shoot twice and... get target locks for 3 points is just being able to shoot twice for 3 points.
Is it four points?
Okay, 4 points. Okay,
That's the new thing, eh, Adam? So if you're wrong now, I'm not going back and editing it, so everyone forever will know you've just been wrong.
Oh, nice.
There's a penalty for screwing up.
Cool. Less editing, right? So we just like.
Yeah, I just take it and go. I just send her. As soon as we can.
In Peterwell, we've been doing this thing, trying to make just test out big bases some more.
Don't even lie. It's not even Peterborough.
Yeah, okay. The Peterborough Roseneath Hastings group.
I didn't know Roseneath was a thing.
Yeah.
Now I know.
Well, for most of you city folk, anything past, you know, what is it, Coburg? Country. But we've been really trying to use big bases in a lot of our lists because it's pretty easy to, you know, just use your small base ships, which are just, it just ends up being better, right? But we've been each week trying different big bases and different combos to try and make them work. I've been really doing a lot of resistance bomber, surprise surprise, but yeah, it's interesting in like a meta where everybody's bringing big bases. Like, I don't know, they seem pretty good, but yeah, when the one guy brings four small bases, it gets to be a little bit of a challenge sometimes, but mm-hmm. It's fun to shake it up.
Yeah, I like a big base. Is there a good big base in every faction? Like, I think that there probably is at least one that's valid in,
sure,
in all
play. Well, no, not Republic.
Yeah.
Oh, Republic doesn't have a big base.
Yeah. And debatably, sometimes CIS. Depends on who you, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's fair. Hey,
if you include the bomber as a big base, then CIS gets to include.
I don't think it's that bad, but yeah. That's true. But
what, beyond the scimitar, what big CIS doesn't have a big base.
No, they don't.
No, I'm just saying the scimitar is, if the bomber, if the resistance bomber is counted as a ship, then the scimitar is counted as a ship.
Oh, yeah.
Just like if we're going to acknowledge that they exist.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying
keep dreaming, by the way.
Yeah, I know. You got a point. It's fun. It's fun, but
I just flew a big base ship. It was Hera, Jake, and Wedge in A-wings, and then Kane and Jarrus in the big boy.
The ghost.
And he decreases the attack dice roll.
That's right.
Things,
right. That's right.
The ghost, I find, is a hard one to make it, you know, look like the TV show, maybe I'll say. I find it just dies so easily. How'd you find it?
Well, not bad. I mean, the Hera hookup really
Hera's
makes it
nice.
A lot better.
Yep, that sounds like a pretty good, nice little addition to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds pretty beefy too. Like, that's hard to kill those A-wings, and yeah, the ghost probably sticks around, eh?
Did you have a good amount of points for some upgrades on the ghost?
Yeah, there's kind of hot garbage to put on it in hyperspace. There's really very little. I put Agile Gunner, which was middling. And then,
I think the gunner upgrades are kind of hurting for Rebels, right? Because they're all turret stuff.
Yeah, no, there's nothing there.
Yeah.
This just goes back to Hera, though, where, Hera is what makes it possible, mm-hmm. because, hey, what if at Initiative 6 I could take an action for anyone and everyone, and I don't even have to figure it out. It's just, you know, just later.
Yeah, Hera's fantastic. Hera's good.
Yeah, it's crazy.
For First Order, I would consider that Tavsin is good. For Empire, I'd consider Rack and Oi can definitely have a place. Lambda definitely has a place. And
more Rack, less Oi can, but yeah.
Yeah, exactly. More Rack, I would say.
Han's
a spot. Ray's a spot. Who else? What other factions do we got there? And then, yeah.
Dengar.
Dengar.
No. Oh, yeah. Scum's got all the large bases.
Yeah.
So right now, we're sitting at Republic really doesn't have a large base that's valid. CIS doesn't really have a large base that's super valid. And is that it?
Yep.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
you're talking pretty limited on every one of them, though. I mean, really, when you get down to it, you were naming specific pilots.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, per faction.
Like, other than, you know, seems like when you think about fixing these things or making them a little bit more competitive or to seed them more, it seems like the most boring way would just be to lower their point costs. But they sometimes just feel so limited when it comes to, like, I don't know. It's like you're either moving 90 degrees or you're moving straight sometimes. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I guess it just seems like everything is so drastic with them. They just kind of feel a little choppy. But I like using them, but yeah.
I really enjoyed Tatsun. I've been having a ton of fun with Tatsun, like Tatsun and Super Kylo.
You know, it was legit Bossk. Bossk is legit big base.
Yeah.
Bossk is good. He feels like a tank rolling on through.
Yeah, he's a Trandoshan F-boy.
Yeah, Jabba and Contraband.
Plus
and
Greedo.
Greedo, just, and you got a Greedo. Great... Just Greedo, sure. You got just Greedo, and you have a very solid start to your scum list, right? You put that combo in any little jank you got, and you probably got a half-decent list.
Well, coincidentally, Zam is, like, available to put on.
Yeah.
Just, like, yeah, if you want it.
Oh, yeah, shooting twice, getting extra crits, and that sounds not so bad, does it?
The shooting twice, who cares? Just, like, a card
free,
that says,
free
when you
box.
Shoot me, I get a target lock. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, like,
yep.
Forever.
Yeah, no, there's some, Zam, yeah, Zam's really, really good and makes all ships that Zam has on it is just like, it just makes them immediately better.
Yeah.
And for 4 points. And I think we talked about Cliff, it was that, you know, there weren't a lot of other cards in the game that allow you to have bonus shots, and they were always very highly priced. For example, like Snapshot, like 7 points. For a bad shot, you know, then, you know, what's Foresight? Foresight's like, what, 4 points?
4 points.
Probably around there. And a lot of these other gunners
comparably to Zam.
Sorry?
Comparably to Zam,
yeah.
Consider Foresight at the same cost, right?
Yeah. And most of these other double shots are like a turret requirement.
So let's move on from Zam, but real quick. What points? Yeah, throw out some points. Crew, Zam, what do you think?
I think people would take her at 7.
I would push her to 8.
I'd go 10. I have no problem saying 10 points.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, like, there's... Maybe 10 would push it out, but, like, 8, and it's gonna get played plenty.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think just 8's a solid amount, but, yeah, no, double attacks are so strong, so... Maybe 10, yeah. It's 8 to 10 is definitely where it is. I think where it should be, at least.
So we got a new pack that we got news of, what, like last Monday?
Hold on. I really want to just tell
everybody
how good I feel about flying Super Kylo.
Oh,
gotcha, be quiet.
I love Super Kylo now.
Oh, you mean getting to double reposition?
Yeah, and with prime thrusters on it?
Add 5, and just like... Just do whatever, like, just literally, like, I just, whatever I want. Yeah,
I've been practicing so hard with double aces, I was like, well, what happens if I have one ace in Tafsin? And I remember back in the day at Bohan, when he flew Quick Draw Kylo in Tafsin, he used to say that everyone thinks it's a Kylo list or like an aces list. He's like, but in fact, it's actually a Tafsin list. And it's so funny because it's so true. Cause
just Tafsin
you can,
the hammer?
You can, yeah. Oh my God. You can fly around with Kylo and just be like, whoop, 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 I'm over here. I'm over there. I'm everywhere. And then Tafsin just like, oh, hope you didn't turn on Kylo and try to shoot him. Oh, here you go. Sensor buoys. Oh my God. Sensor buoys. Give me my free locks even if I full stop. It's so, it's so good. Like, sensor buoys, biohexacrypt codes. It's just...
Yeah, they're tough to play against. You have to... Shooting the sensor buoys is not really a good idea, right? I've done that before, and it ends up just wasting your shots. Sure, now you have a better chance of killing it because of that errata where you can't, you know, do more than one damage. But, it sucks wasting shots on the thing when they're in the clouds, right? Like, I don't think that's always the right choice to do.
Yeah, I find that it always survives.
Yeah.
Very rarely does it ever die. And it's usually like the first turn, somebody shoots at one of them, and maybe it pops. Maybe. And then the second turn, or the first engagement-ish, then second engagement, as soon as they're in it, they're never shooting at the sensor point again.
Yeah.
And I just get the stuff. And even if I'm not locking them, I could be locking Kylo. And doing like all the mods forever. So yeah, no, Supernatural Kylo is ridiculously good.
How do you feel about like seven chips?
With a Supernatural Kylo versus seven chips?
Yeah.
Oh, I think Super Kylo wins.
Really?
Oh god, yeah. I mean, so far everyone I faced have like looked at Kylo at 121 points and been like, okay, ooh, that's a lot of points. I think I'm gonna go kill that. I'm like, okay, good luck. Yeah, Super Kylo can dance around ships, and the fact is that it's not just Super Kylo in that situation. It's Tavsin, so you know, it was against seven ships. Tavsin just comes smashing, and Kylo just probably feigns, and or gets behind.
And I'm thinking like a droid swarm, right? If they could block Tavsin's one action. Tavsin shoots, and then they all get to unload after. Like, I think that you could see Tavsin fall pretty low pretty fast.
Yeah, but honestly, if they go for Tavsin with proton torpedoes on Kylo, then usually that usually does a pretty decent job.
A droid down at least to start.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, yeah. So, to be fair, I think Tavsin probably at least kills one. Kylo kills one, and then the real yeah. question is, how do you feel four droids or five droids against one supernatural Kylo? And I still think Super Kylo wins that one.
What about just the higher aces? You know, if you're against a couple of sixes.
Yeah, that's tough. That's I do not have enough practice against that. So far my one I keep finding is Dengar, and so I'll smash Tavsin into Dengar to try to encourage Dengar to fire on Tavsin and ignore Kylo, and then Kylo gets in like a proton torpedo shot, and between the two of them, the hope is to wreck Dengar, because usually in that list then it's like not much left over for Super Kylo to take care of.
I'm thinking more like Jedi, right? Like Anakin or something like that.
He seems pretty slippery. That you can probably put in some the right moves just to be someplace where Anakin just cannot shoot unless he does something crazy like a K turn or something, right?
But yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that's my thing. Super Kylo's awesome. He's my new found love and joy, and we're going to have a wonderful life together. Yeah.
And now insert smooth transition here.
Yes, and now talking about First Order.
Yeah.
We've got a new First Order squadron back coming. Ooh, did you feel that segue? That was a beautiful segue.
So, what's that TIE bomber called? What's that new TIE bomber?
It's a First Order TIE bomber.
Oh, okay. Not actually that. So, First Order TIE bomber and Whisper.
Yep. The new TIE Whisper and First Order TIE bomber. Now, we don't have a clue what anything in this pack does. But, you know, we've heard we've seen people talk about it. And a few different podcasts, I think, have brought up a little bits of ideas of it regardless. And we've also got a few people on our Discord who have chimed in with some of their own ideas. So I kind of want to just go to the top here.
Yeah, do the Discord stuff first.
Yeah, so we got a gentleman named James C., and he says a bold prediction. He hopes that in the pack, and this is just general in the pack, guys, new force power in there, maybe a new dark side power, maybe something that self-damages to do extra damage. What do you guys think about something that hurts you to hurt other things?
Force power, I think, I didn't even think of force powers, but I think that's a really good guess, right? Where else would a dark side power come if not, you know, a dark side user, right?
Yeah, exactly.
They don't have that many chances to put it in.
It's a really, really good... Yeah, because obviously Kyle's going to be in the pack, right?
So you're thinking like a Ruthless kind of thing?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it is like a Ruthless thing. Maybe that you can deal damage from maybe not necessarily your own self, but to from other people.
Sounds pretty dark side.
Yeah, something like that. I think it'd be really cool. I chimed in as well, and I wanted to... I'm wondering, are we ever going to see... Because we have all the renditions of Palpatine, right? So we got the Palpatine from Republic, and we even have Darth Sidious' side. We have Emperor Palpatine. We don't have the Palpatine... Sorry, the Darth Sidious that was... the perspective of him in The Rise of Skywalker. Do you think we ever get anything like that? I would really be fine with having him.
That's kind of stretching it for me. I don't know.
Are you talking like test tube Palpatine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a flip side, he's got, you know, Vampire Palpatine on the other side.
I mean, he Vampire Palpatine. Maybe it's epic only, maybe. I don't even care, but...
Epic only, that would be a thing, and he just...
Ionizes like, the entire lightning side.
Like, 200 points, you'll get this great thing.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what he does in the movies.
Epic, right? Would
he,
be like, cool.
Essentially ionizes every ship. He kills Snap.
I know,
and that's
there's
that
more was, than just Snap. I know, friggin' Nine Numb.
Yeah, driving the Tantive for some reason. People.
I don't know why, like, Nine Numb was driving the Tantive anyway.
Like, have you ever seen those YouTube videos where they watch like the killer's kill count?
Yeah.
Like, if they ever went, ever did the killer's kill count for Darth Sidious at that moment, it just like jumps up so much, like hundreds and thousands. Like, it just, he just kills so many people.
Yeah, I'd be skeptical about the Palpy Palp, but. If anything, I'd say an epic only card seems like the spot that I would guess. I like
ionize all the rest of your opponent's ships in a standard game.
That'd be freaking hilarious. Oh, cool. Yeah, not in a standard, but I like Michael's prediction. I originally said bold predictions. This was not such a bold prediction about Andrew will make us all miserable dropping bombs on the rest of us. That wasn't the most bold prediction, but it's definitely potential accurate prediction.
I think it's pretty accurate. Yeah. I think, yeah, I mean, I'm super excited for First Order to get bombs, so I'm going to use bombs in First Order, so yeah, I don't see why I won't be dropping them on. You know what? I would like to face Michael. I think Michael and I should have one of our first games online with the new First Order stuff, and I'm going to bring some bombs for you, Michael. And I'm going to bomb you. I'm gonna straight up bomb you.
What other ones we got?
I think they'll be fast bomber.
I'd expect
they look fast, right?
Like, it's like, I bet they'll have all the fast moves. It's hard to compare their dial compared to the normal TIE bombers, because the TIE... I don't think that they'll have two hard blues. That seems pretty good. I can't really expect anything like three banks blues for sure. But I bet, like, you know, maybe they can do links to boost and stuff, right? Because the other TIE bomber is, like, lock to roll. I could imagine that a little bit of a change to lock to boost or boost to lock.
That's the TIE... Yeah. Puncher.
Has okay. Ability. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah. I think there'll be something along those lines. I think, like, we have the boost unlock. We have the barrel world unlock. Like, I'm sure we'll have something of the sort. Ooh, you know what would be interesting? If depending on how big these things are, if they're small base, you know, and if they have the tech slot. It'd be interesting to be able to throw advanced optics on these guys and just have like a bunch of chugging things along that, you know, it can throw just two dice over and over again.
Does everything in the First Order have the tech slot?
Does it?
I bet it does. And the Resistance?
Is it? No. Resistance Falcon doesn't have tech slot. I was hoping for it, but...
Okay, that makes some sense because it's supposed
to be it's a piece of junk, old,
but yeah.
Yeah, it's like an anomaly.
But other than that, Fireball doesn't either. That's also a piece of junk.
Okay. Yeah, all the junk.
How about First Order?
I think so. Let's see. I'll go through it. So the TIE fighter has. Oh, and now Yasby opened up. So the TIE BA gets.
They all have it.
Everything. We're super techie.
I could see, like, you know, finally put out one without a text log. That might be. Mix it up.
I don't know if the bomber would be it, though. It seems pretty techie to me.
I would love it to have a tech, because Cliff and I specifically spoke about this, wanting to have a tech bomb. Like, and not a bomb that, like, takes up your tech slot only, but a bomb that takes up tech and a bomb slot so that you can, you know, cater it to or curtail it to first sort of resistance and, you know, some scum just to make the points easier to work with.
Sure.
Tim was also saying if they had a tech slot and a system slot, he was thinking torpedo carriers with FCS and advanced optics. It sounds pretty freaking good. Also, if it had system, you got the trajectory option.
Not many
bombers have that.
Could you imagine FCS and advanced optics? I mean, that's not a price to pay, but that's some pretty consistent damage.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably a pretty good Initiative 5 pilot that can get out of arcs, right? Like,
you'd obviously have to work for that, right?
Yeah.
What else we got? Yeah, you mentioned expanding on dark side and light side abilities. A good bomb that required tech would also be a boon to the resistance bomber. Yep, we totally talked about that as well. That's from Raskus. For sure. Like, that would be great. I mean, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Curtail to the factions that can use it. And having the resistance bomber, you know, be a little better would not hurt the game at all. So.
And then Tim was also saying, he looked a little bit at some 1.0 cards, minefield mapper and extra munitions. I bet they could be worked in. We kind of have something similar to minefield mapper with the epic scum, but extra munitions. Like, I was thinking, it wouldn't be the exact same card, but like a way to get extra ordnance on your bombs, like, definitely seems like it would fit bomber type things, right? Like, picture something that said, like, when you reload, you get 2 extra charges, or when you start the game, take 2 charges off extra munitions, you can put it on 2 bomb upgrades. Like, seems pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. I always like taking extra munitions back in 1.0 and getting those extra charges out there.
Yeah, like 1.0, I never took ordnance because it felt so bad just to have a one-shot thing. You know, that if it missed, like, that kind of sucks. You know, I always liked being able to shoot him twice.
Ordnance is so strong now. It's so good. Like, ordnance is scary. Like, you do not want to get hit by a proton torpedo.
I think it's in a right spot, though, because you pay a pretty good price for that really good 2 shots, you know? Or really good 1 shot if you can't necessarily get it off.
I agree. I think missiles are a little interesting, rockets, especially with some of these A-wings kicking around, the new ones, but, you know, yeah, the torpedoes feel pretty good. Ion torpedo is interesting, though. That's super, super cheap.
Yeah, you don't see that so often.
Yeah.
So, what do you guys think about some of these potential, like, bold predictions or anything else you got?
I think we're going to see the evolution of a true FO Aces list. I don't necessarily know if it'll be Kylo Silencer, TIE Whisper, another named pilot, and like a Von Rig, but it might be something like that. I don't know what Kylo looks like, right? And I would bet that he looks a little different. But it'd be interesting to see if there's an FO Aces opportunity, and it seems like that would be the ship that would do it. What do you guys, what do you think, Adam?
Just in general, like what the pack's going to do?
Just in general for, yeah, like, yeah, what do you think is going to come from this stuff?
That, it's actually kind of, the funny, like, so the bomber's obvious, right? Piece missing in the faction. Done, right?
Oh my god, yes, please. You know what would be the funniest joke? Is if we get bombers that don't drop bombs.
I'd be happier if they were just bombers. Like, I prefer when the bombers just drop bombs. I think that, like, I don't know, just in general, they design these ships to, like, do two things, and they don't do two things very well, so they're just, like, wasted slots. You pay for the opportunity that you don't use, yada yada.
That would be cool to save the points on the concept of munitions and just be bombers.
Right? Like, there's... So if you look at, like, the Skurgs, you know, there you go. They're bombers. Done. I don't think they have a torpedo or missile slot.
Yeah, they don't have a reload, though, but, yeah.
And yeah, they don't have reload. So the Resistance bombers, do they have the?
They have
munitions?
Reload. They're just bombers. Right?
So that's what I'm thinking. That's what I would like.
The awkward thing with the Resistance bomber is that you don't pay for munitions, but you pay for that two guns. That's what you don't want to pay for. Yeah.
So the more what is getting to is like so you're talking about like this Aces list. So like, it's. It's odd that they're just, like, they've gone even deeper into essentially an interceptor, you know, that's, like, it's another, like, how different can it be?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be different, obviously, but it's not going to be this widely different thing. So, I mean, like, in terms of, like, how First Order is going to change as a team, like... Does this change anything?
Well, let's see here. Let's,
or is it just like, it's like a new face on like the same archetype and then like a bombing list comes out of this?
Yeah, you have a point, yeah.
I don't know. I hope that like that, like the bombers are obvious. It's the silencer where it's like, okay. I mean, the, do you guys feel that the, beyond Von Reich, really, that the whatever it's called, like, it really changed the game for the First Order? What? I can't remember what the name of the damn thing is. The BA.
Thai BA.
Oh, Thai BA.
The Thai
oh,
bad
Hollow.
Attitude.
I love it. Hollow's done very, very well.
Has Hollow done very, very well?
Yeah, I would say so.
Sure. I mean, you know, I think it's like a really high skill level. I don't think anyone's really invested in it, but... that I've seen. But do you know what I mean, though, right? Like, so they're like, I'm gonna...
It's not like it's really changing the flavor of the faction, that's what you mean, right? Like,
yeah. Like, they... Like, unless the bombers, like, I don't even know. Like, they're... I just find it odd that, that it's not, just the bombers, I guess? Or, like... I was very surprised to see another interceptor. I mean, they got more interceptors than the Empire now, right? Like,
yeah, I would agree. And here, I pulled it up on Thai Wikipedia.
Wikipedia? Wow, Wikipedia. I was just doing the same.
Let's see here. It's a modified interceptor which was brought up to the exact specification of Supreme Leader Kylo Ren for the First Order. It had increased speed, increased range, and more firepower than a standard model. It has manufactured by Sinar, whatever, it doesn't matter.
Then the standard model what? Sorry.
Than the standard model. So I guess what they're saying is that there was a Thai Whisper, and then Kylo had a special version of it.
Okay.
And then it has a twin ion engine. Its wings are solar collectors like the rest. were similar to appearance of Ren's previous ship, the TIE VN Space Superiority Fighter. It had four laser cannons, five heavy cannons between the two main solar, yada yada, and a heavy weapons turret with mag turret. Pulses and heavy lasers. In addition, it had a round cockpit that featured red designs and an antenna at the rear. It was equipped with sensor confusing technology that allowed for a degree of stealth.
Okay, there you go. So, cannon, missiles, guns.
Yeah,
sounds expensive.
As long as it's not in that like Defender E-wing type category where it does everything better than everything before it. But because of that, it's so expensive, right? You don't want that.
Maybe it'll be more like an E-wing where it's like there's basically no linked action. I mean, the E-wing's only real purpose to his linked action is like.
Yeah,
you're just getting into engagement, or you're skirting.
The E-wing action would be. Well, if the E-Wing was boost to focus, the ship would be unreal, I think. But if they just switched that around so it was target lock to boost, I think it would work with the chassis way more, so you're boosting into range one.
I think that was by design, though. I think it's like the same, really? Yeah. You know, they don't want it too good.
Yeah, that's fair, if that was their plan. Okay. Seems like... Anyway, back to
Whispering. Ooh, it says that the usage was the Knights of Ren and the First Order. I wonder if there was.
I was thinking of Knights of Ren. That's the one thing I was really thinking about. Like, I know they screwed up and they didn't really put them in the movies, but
get a bunch of 1.1 force people or
like a crew or something.
Yeah, you know?
That'd be cool. I'm really. I know they don't have it in there, and we're talking about this thing, but I would love to see the Night Buzzard in for the First Order eventually. The Knights of Ren's ship. It's like a slaver almost kind of deal, but yeah, I don't know what's going to be with this ship. I mean, I have some ideas. You know, that has the turret, right? So we're talking a ship that is probably ace-like that can shoot forward and
backwards.
Seems
like some advanced optics would be good on it already.
Yeah.
If it's got the two dice turret.
Could you see like a special forces turret, like stronger at the front than the back?
Yeah, for sure.
I could see a special title like they had originally for the TIE silencer. Which I forget what they called it in 1.0. Vanguard, the TIE Vanguard was for the TIE silencer in 1.0. But I could totally see them I could totally give them a special title for the ship as well, a config.
Yeah.
So that you could, you know, say that, you know, this is the souped up version.
Yeah. Kit it out. I think the thing that would keep its points down a little bit would be I can't see this being, you know, more than a 4-point ship. I mean, 4-hit ship, like 2-hull, 2-shield, 3-hull, 1-shield. Like, it doesn't look very beefy to me, right?
Yeah, it seems so similar to the silencer, and it seems, you know, it seems even more fragile than the silencer.
Mm-hmm.
I actually, I was thinking, like, could this thing be, like, a striker? Like, some sort of, like, just like a decent... For the bomber, decent gun, some bombs. I mean, the striker is essentially like a.
So you're talking about like a free boost?
Well, yeah, maybe something like that. I don't know, but just
I bet that's
like
a good.
A striker is like basically a somewhere between an interceptor and a bomber.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah, I could definitely do with like a pre movement kind of thing,
free boost,
and
bomb.
Then be able to drop bombs or something like that. That'd be really cool.
Yeah,
I think that'd be really. I think that would make it very strong, and it make it a pretty good bomber.
Yeah, make it fast, right?
Yeah. If it was more agile and fast, and strictly for bombing purposes, like you said, that'd be pretty cool. I would like that. I think it's dangerous to do too much in First Order in regards to like ordnance carriers because there's a lot of ways to double mod. Hollow can pass tokens, Tavs, and they have really good coordinating ships, right? They, you know, if you're shooting ordnance and it's a ship that's really meant to shoot ordnance, it could be pretty dangerous to easily get its mods as needed.
I find a hard skill also is to have some aces mix around with a bomber on the field. Like, that is not like normal ace play, because you do not want to be bombing yourself or even coming close. You use Vader, Centaur, and Punisher a little bit, right? Do you ever find that, like, it was a little bit of a learning curve to learn how to insert that one bomber in the ace list?
Oh, yeah, it's super scary when you have to deal with things. Even things as simple as Torrents. Like, that's a really good example of a list that's done very well, is the two Jedis and the two Torrents. You know, these guys are just a couple of little numpties flying around, but for blocking purposes and for extra damage, and you're just ignoring them while you're trying to deal with the Jedi, like, they still get to do stuff, right? Same idea. You get a bomber flying around. If it's ignored, then you're hurting things, and chances are you'll be able to fit a couple of these with, you know, a Von Rig who's really well priced and something else.
What about base size for these bombers? At first I was thinking, when I first looked at it, I was like, well, medium base for sure, but now I think I'm leaning more towards small base. What do you guys think?
I didn't get a great look, but I from what I saw, it looked like small base.
I really hope it's a small base. I want it to be a small base. Just medium bases could get a little trickier.
I wish all bombers were medium bases. So I'm not a big fan of bombs in this game.
Yeah.
You're not a big fan of bombs, eh?
I don't mind the idea of a little bit, but like, oh yeah, I want to fly against six bombers dropping two bombs apiece in a turn.
I think it's the auto damage that is sometimes tough. You know, like,
it just nobody takes it to the ridiculous level that you can. But you could. Like, there is that. Isn't it six bombers?
There's somebody playing.
The Torrents?
Six bombers with
Imperial
thermals.
Bombers with thermals and something.
And and it's just like, I think maybe you can put missiles on there or something like that too. I don't really know, but like, it's just you know what I like right now? Positioning feels better now than it has for me in a while. But I also don't play a lot of swarms, so
it does feel pretty good right now. Positioning is feeling really pretty decent. Why do we think that is?
I think they've made a bunch of ships that can do different things now. So like, it used to be like the TIE Phantom. What were the ships that had really interesting ways to fly? You had the double reposition with lots of blues. That was like the original. Then the TIE Phantom with the decloaking, that became a thing.
Yep. Strikers, especially Duchess.
Yeah, I can't remember. Like, there's probably something else in there that I'm just totally forgetting. I mean, being able to boost when it's unusual with afterburners has proven to be very popular on some ships. So and so now it's like they're just throwing these things at the wall. Like, it's just crazy different stuff now, right?
You mean like all the pre-boosting?
Yeah.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all over the place. All the A-wings now. I don't know if you know this, but you can boost Jake in the system phase and give focus tokens before anybody's moved now. it's all right. Hey, you know what's funny? When you put it with Hera, and she can just like give anyone that focus token, pretty much.
Rude.
You got the Adas. You've got just a bunch of stuff. That's all got. I mean, I talked to Andrew about this. The silencer.
Oh, the Kylo.
Yeah. Kylo with extreme maneuvers and the whatever sensitive controls or whatever.
Yep.
That stuff is.
Okay, so you're saying like pre-boost first, 90 degrees.
Just any of this crazy stuff.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
Supernatural sure. is. That's why they priced it so high. They literally were like, let's drive this to like casual only. You know, apparently Andrew didn't get the hint. But you know, I know someone who recently flew against a list with Luke in it as a gunner,
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, that's rare.
Yeah, it was just Han Solo and Sabine in the A-Wing.
Okay, yeah.
It's like 130-point Han Solo or something stupid like that.
Yep.
Anyway, so yeah, like I think all those ships are like really interesting and fun to play right now. Like they, even just like an Alpha class interceptor with sensitive controls.
Mm-hmm.
It's like just changed the way that thing is.
Like, yeah, I faced somebody with 4 Sinars with sensitive controls, and that was crazy too. Like, they were on top of me first round, and immediately the dancing had to begin.
Well, yeah, I mean, because, like, these things, they, I mean, it's just, anytime you can look at a ship, and you can be like, all right, where's it gonna go? And then you think about its dial, right? Except when you look at those ships, they're like, how many different places can it be? And then, on top of that, what's its dial? Right? So, like, for every position, you're multiplying the dial positions mm-hmm. by that number. So, you know, you're like, oh, look at this. I've got all my boosts and barrels open in addition to all my greed maneuvers. Right? So, like, for, like, a TIE silencer, that'd be like, oh, you know, I just have, like, you know, like, somewhere in the range of, like, 40 different places I can be.
Yeah.
With an action. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's bananas.
Yeah, even, well, that's, you know, even advanced sensors has been priced super, super high for the ability to take actions before you move, right? Like,
yeah.
Systems phase is actually a whole nother thing, though, mind you. That's like, you give more information, at least.
Oh, sure, but like, the guy who's planning his maneuver against you has to consider, like, correct me if I'm wrong, everyone's done this, you look at a ship and you're like, oh, it can go all these places, so yep. I'm just going to stop thinking about where it's going and start just doing whatever. As soon as someone stops knowing, like, even considering where you're going, like, at the best, they're like, I want to stop them from being here. You know,
that's
like
my theory when I ever played against Jared and frickin' Gurry. Like, I can't even, it's not even worth looking. It's not, if you look, you're going to lose. Just kill the rest of his list, and then hopefully you got enough points at the end. That was my theory flying against that frickin' ship.
I just tried, like, Echo with Collision Detector.
Yeah, you know, that's another good one.
Where am I going?
One of my favorite things to do, so I've been flying a lot of Kaz a couple of weeks ago, and similar type thing. He can be anywhere if he wants, but sometimes when you can tell the opponent is overthinking things, a one bank is a great move sometimes, right?
Oh, God.
You know, it's like, it's, just the most, you know, obvious route or the easiest dial, like, that'll screw him up as well, right?
Well, I think I did that against Dave. He was like, turned all of his things to kill Rexler, and I just advanced sensor barrel roll and purpose soft one bump to get blocked and not be in the shots of anything.
Yeah, that's
it's like, oh,
yeah.
You purposefully bumped, and now you're not in the arc of anyone.
Yeah.
Well played.
Yeah, I guess you'll just have to enjoy this. Range 1 unmodified attack with no repercussions.
it was outmaneuvered, so there was still
repercussion.
And not to mention Whisper had finally come up behind and also had outmaneuver and all of the tricks and toys.
Yeah,
I think goes for just shows the healthiness of the game, right? And like, even if you're bringing a list that doesn't have all those toys, you know, like, four off of whatever, you know, like, it doesn't always feel like you're, it doesn't feel hopeless if you're going up against something that has, you know, other than maybe some of those stupid Kylo lists, but, you know,
I'll say one thing, at least those things get stressed. They've just added just a little layer of, like, well, we haven't made it crazy.
Yeah.
Like, there's always a chance, really, whatever side of the table you're deciding to be on, right?
Yeah.
I've yet to fly against that Kylo thing, but it sounds pretty disgusting.
Ugh. It's pretty bad.
Imagine the bomber trying to deal with that supernatural Kylo. Yeah. Like, I'm just gonna fly off the board.
you can do thing because he has prime thrusters, right? So he can do it even while he's stressed.
Yep. Yeah. Whatever.
So he doesn't care. He's, you know, boost, barrel roll, just boost, or just move, and then you have your repositioning and mods after you're done moving as well, right? So you can barrel roll.
Yeah, I mean, you basically just like, all my dial doesn't matter. I just do what I want.
I was talking to Andrew about potentially yes. The prime thrusters on like Poe or some resistance stuff, and I was like, it's pretty rough that it's 10 points because it doesn't feel like a 10-point card. And then he's like, the Super Kylo, I'm like, there it is. That's the reason it's 10 points. That's why I can't use it on any of my ships because, you know, okay, cool, that's great on an X-Wing for 4 points, you know, like doing that one boost when you need it. But no, it's never coming down because of that.
It's never coming down, no. Prime thrusters is always going to be super high because Kylo.
I just as an aside, I've been watching Galaxies from Gold Squadron, mm-hmm. and watching that guy take those IGs.
Oh, he's so good. Mm. He flies only those IGs basically all the time.
Yeah, that's nice.
I have faced him too. He's a incredible player. He's super nice. I'm strained to remember his name off the top of my head, but. And he played against the 4 HMPs, and if only I had a little more time, it would have gone better, but I didn't have enough time, because he had a Discord. I had killed an IG, and he had Discord missile strapped onto the other one, and I needed, like, two or three turns for the stupid thing to die, and the game got called. I'm like, no, it was dead. But, yeah, no, he's super good. And, so yeah, really cool to see those things up there. I mean, that was our first, our Worlds coming out of 1.0. That was the winning Worlds list, right?
Yeah.
It's so crazy to think that those things exist.
Just still. A different world, literally.
Yeah, well, after I was looking at Tim's, some of his ideas about potential, you know, how he's referencing some of those 1.0 cards, I just went back before the cast and I was looking over some and I was like, I cannot believe some of these cards are in the... Who used to be in the game? They're just unreal. But, it's such a crazy time. Yeah, Sam is good, but it's like... Sure, there's like a couple good cards in 2.0, but like when you look at some of these 1.0 cards, like I don't think it's comparable, man. Like there's...
Oh, the sky's the limit on that.
Yeah.
I still like... I've probably said this shit before, and I'm literally repeating myself, but with Quick Draw and 1.0, with the evade stat attack die.
Oh, expertise?
Yeah. Whatever it was. No, the one that no one played but me, where you spend other evade tokens to add dice to your roll.
Oh, yeah, that stupid nonsense.
It was six attack dice out the front, five attack dice out the back, followed up by another five attack dice out the front, and then I believe another four attack dice out of the back. In one turn.
Gosh, he doesn't get to shoot that many times in the whole game. You know?
And that was with with other mods on it too. Like, yeah, there's none of that anymore.
Yeah, no, there was a bunch of nonsense in 1.0. I can't believe people even remember stuff from 1.0. It out of my mind, out of sight. Can't even remember it. All I remember
seemed like
is the worst.
As the first day, as soon as 2.0 dropped, you know, erased from the memory banks. I don't know about you, but
and I was a little discouraged when I first started playing 2.0, and then very quickly I was like, oh no, this is way better. This is way better. Mm-hmm.
I've struggled building my elaborate machines in 2.0, but they've given me a lot of pieces.
You always create some jank, and I miss the, I started an event, and I figured out my list at 3 a.m., and here I am.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's, they call that an Adam.
It's an Adam. It really is. I don't know anybody. You're the guy who didn't study for the test, and then does really well on the test.
I'm not studying for that test, 100%.
You're like, I just took a few things and I put them together. And you're like, yeah. Like, or maybe you did study. Maybe you're just, like, in the lab concocting things until 3 a.m., like, throwing switches and lightning bolts and beakers and everything.
It's alive!
I feel like I've made some good lists, but at the same time, it's just, like, in just god-awful shape to, like, even attempt those lists. And, like, practicing is a good way to, like...
The good thing is not that many people remember the bad lists, right? So you might as well, you know, eat it and hope for a memorable
one. They were all my children. I love them all equally.
I still remember a certain Ember card that did not end up in my possession.
No, I didn't take Ember, did I? Maybe I did.
You won Ember, yeah, for
sure.
Oh,
was it Ember?
Oh, no. No, never mind. Scorch.
Scorch. Okay, here. Let me share something with you, Andrew. I've never played it, ever. I put it in the thing, and it never came out again.
Yeah, yeah. It's okay.
I was thinking about actually just using it to scrape my windshield.
Oh yeah.
Through the window. Do you want me to like take some photos of me? Like, oh, I know. I'll like strip some paint with it. That soft plastic, but it's still hard, right? Like, if you want to get the paint off, not scratch the surface at the same time.
My heart would break.
Yeah, those scorches, they're specifically good at that.
Scorches specifically good. Oh, my God. That's so funny. All right, hot take on the new squadron pack. What's one thing that you're hoping happens with this new pack coming?
I just want more theme, right?
Yeah.
I want these factions to feel... like unique, and I really like when they're every time they do a good job of layering the theme with ability, it makes the game more fun.
Yep, I would agree for
like
sure.
New Vader,
I like it
great
when
example.
They go. Yeah, I like when they go in an extreme direction.
Yeah.
Right, and makes it, and you're like, oh, this is definitely different from what we have.
Yeah.
Cliff, what do you think?
It's hard to top that because that's the best. That's the right answer right there.
Adam,
the force card could just be Kylo Ren punching himself in the side where he just got shot with a blaster, right? Isn't that it?
Yeah, the one. Yeah,
like punching over again. Like that's what I think when I think first or like a evil force power.
How can I top theme or even come close to that? Okay, go.
Sorry, and Snoke and bombs? Like, am I wrong? Or like...
How is that going
to... I'm not sure if I want to drop this bomb or not. Let me just look at your dial. Yes.
Oh.
Yes, I want to drop that bomb.
Like, oh, I'm definitely going to drop that bomb. Hey, something tells me you're going into that bomb.
Yeah. Oh, it'd be shame if I knew exactly where you were going.
Yeah, I'll say, I'll just go along for some, just that bombing route is pretty interesting. I think that they could, if you add some kind of, whether it's a bomb or a mine or something, that, because that's going to be the thing that can be affected throughout the most factions. If they make that thematic, or if they make that usable in a couple different factions, and it's fresh, that would be kind of nice to see. And, like, what about, like, bombs that don't necessarily do damage, but they do other good things? Like, you drop this bomb, and it's like, okay, going on that tech route again. It's a bomb that, when it does the splash, everybody gets target locks on that person or something that's doing tech things rather than damage. Like, that could be pretty cool.
Has there been any bombing in any of the shows?
Like TV shows, you mean?
Yeah. I can't remember the name of the specific show.
Resistance.
Resistance. I don't remember if there was any bombing. I do know that there's been some video, like some scenes with bombers, I believe. first.
I'm not sure. But yeah, mine would be some weird bombs. Would be my hope.
Some weird bombs? Yeah, I'd be down for some weird bombs, for sure.
How about like a cloak bomb that you don't know if it's actually there until...
Yeah, send it. That'd be cool, right? Like,
That technology actually exists a little bit in the books, too. Stuff like, along those lines.
They have the technology.
I think bombs are more interesting than mines, also. But, yeah, weird bombs. Like, this goes off, you get a JM, and then you roll for a damage. Or this goes off, and who knows, maybe... Yeah, I don't know. Some weird bombs.
I'd be down for, like, a jam ion bomb.
Like, yeah, right? Like,
that'd be fun.
And if they're...
I would even love a Flechette kind of similar thing. Get a stress. Maybe bring the Flechette cannon or the Flechette bomb.
Oh, yeah, stress bomb.
And you're dishing out stress.
Yeah. Be cool.
And if they're bombs that don't... Okay. Cheap bomb. Minimal, even no damage. That...
Like the thermals.
Yeah, like thermals I don't think are bad, right? Auto damage is... auto damage was the thing that made bombs kind of crappy in 1.0, right? Like, that was just bad feeling. But, rolling dice, you know, rolling dice is fun. Rolling dice has some risk to it. That means you can drop the points down. Like, that means people may bring it. And, like, I mean, what if it was a... If you could put it on a Y-wing or something, like, I don't see Rebel Y-wings at all other than, you know, target lock, dude, right? Like, I don't know. Could just bring some vital, some cool things in the game, really.
Andrew, what about you?
Yeah, for me, I want that interceptor to, again, be surprisingly unique. Kind of on the same lines as you said, Adam, it'd just be something brand new and go an extreme route. I want that interceptor to be unique, unlike anything that exists already. They did a great job with the TIE BA, making it very its own thing. I just want them to kind of hit it out of the park again with that. Oh, and I want a seriously sick Kylo that I can make my new friend.
A 3-4 Kylo is pretty good.
I want a weaker Kylo like they did with Anakin. Right? Like a cheaper one that you see it in the game more because it's not on such a ridiculous chassis.
Yeah, that'd be good. That would be good. I would love to, especially if it had 3-4s, yes, I'll take that Kylo.
So you think a single repositioning Kylo? Does that seem fair?
Maybe. I mean, I as long as I don't get hurt, that seems the most fair.
Okay, I've got... Are we done? I've got a serious question that's outside of X-Wing.
Okay. Is it castable?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. It's fine. Yeah.
All right, go for it.
So you have a bottle of cast strength rye, right? It's 66%. It's incredibly hot. It's almost like drinking gasoline.
Okay.
What do you do? How do you drink that booze? It's like fire. It's incredibly strong.
I think you drink it one of two ways.
So is this a joke, first of all, or an actual question? That'll affect my answer.
I'm holding the bottle and looking at it right now.
Okay. Here's how you drink it. So you do one of two things. Either you're going to have to... I take a little bit of it, and you call yourself a man.
I mean, I've been drinking it straight, so...
You grow the hair on your chest as you put it to your lips. Like, either you do it like that, or you look up some recipes on how to cut really strong alcohol in a drink, and maybe you're mixing it with, a lot of lemon and or, like, cinnamon or whatever else, I don't know. And maple syrup, you know, strong, very strong flavors needs to be go with strong, alcohol.
I am dead serious. Like, you drink this shit the wrong way, it will make you just, like, start coughing and wheezing.
Second sensor for Adam, if anyways, keep a track.
I don't like the idea of mixing. I am not.
I feel like Captain America, and when I'm just, like, he's speaking about language.
Language. Yeah.
Are we gonna forget the fact that Cap just said language?
Anyway, So, my serious question. I didn't get any... Cliff, what do you think? Is it more ice? Is it more ice? Is that the solution? Like, I just water it down?
No, don't water it down. That's gross.
No.
I don't know. It's like, that's a thing, right? Like, just let the ice...
I mean, we're talking like this, like I've had lots of strong whiskey. I could pour this stuff in an old glass, come back to it a half hour later, and it's still spitting fire.
Like, well, try the three ways, and then 30 minutes, 45 minutes, we'll cast again, and then it'll be a lot more of a fun cast, because we'll get to know...
Yeah, that'll be great. All right, hold on to that that liquor, and then we'll have it the next time we cast, and then see how long we go until things are not understandable.
That would be fun.
And I'm not editing that one either.
Every single time Kylo comes up, shot. Every single time, you know, Resistance Bomber comes up, shot. You know, we'd make it 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I also don't think the silencer is going to have that afterburner's power or anything. I don't know. Back to that. One last point before we continue on that other one that just came to mind. I don't think he's going to have reposition at all. I kind of forgot if we touched on that or not. But Cliff's final hot take.
Yeah. All right. Well. Thank you for listening. This has been Andrew, Cliff, Adam from the Natties Podcast. Keep your ships on the mat and just roll natties.